The president has acknowledged his top political adviser, Karl Rove, as the architect of Mr. Bush's victorious campaign for a second term. Karl Rove's political skill is now being called on to advance the president's agenda through Congress. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams spoke with Rove.
Speaking from his office in the West Wing, Karl Rove says the president was reelected to take on big issues.
He received the highest percentage of the vote since 1988 of any candidate for president. In fact, there are only two Democrats in the 20th century who got a higher percentage of the vote than this president did, and they were FDR and LBJ.
But 65% of those polled by Annenberg recently said that the president's victory in November does not mean that they support, for example, his plan for Social Security.
Well, you know, you can read anything you want. I just saw three polls in the last couple of days that said that Americans believe that younger workers ought to have the choice to invest part of their Social Security taxes in a personal retirement account. So let's not conduct a government by poll. But if you want to toss up the polls, I'd be happy to quote numbers all day long that say when it comes to legal reform, Social Security modernization, winning the war on terrorism, that the American people approve of this president and agree with his agenda.
Whatever the polls may say, the president's top priority is Social Security reform, and Rove will have difficulty building a coalition big enough to win passage. Mike McCurry was press secretary for President Clinton and a top advisor to Senator John Kerry's presidential campaign.
Americans like compromise, and I think if President Bush governs in that fashion, he might find popular political support. But if he tries to run only on a conservative agenda, I think he's going to run into the reality of a very divided, polarized Congress.
Since the president's reelection, Republicans on Capitol Hill have made a show of their independence from the president on intelligence reform, as well as in their cool reception of ideas on immigration and Social Security reform. Rove thinks he can prevent too many Republicans from leaving the fold.
When you're a big majority party like ours is, you're going to have disagreements. Hell, when you're a small minority, you have disagreements. At the end of the day, I believe the vast majority of Republicans in the House understand the importance of modernizing Social Security and are ready to work with this president in doing so.
Grover Norquist is in touch with various factions of the Republican right that the administration will have to please. Norquist, president of Americans for Tax Reform, says there are real points of disagreement between the president and some on his political right.
The good news about the Republican Party is it is increasingly loyal to the principles of limited government. So the loyalty that we look for is to principle, which generally is in sync with the Bush administration's policies, but not always.
If President Bush moves to his political right, however, he could lessen his chances for gaining bipartisan support from Democrats. For example, nominating conservative judges may please some Republicans, but it is certain to start major cross-party warfare. White House advisor Rove.
Now, if Democrats say, look, we think the right answer to protecting senior retirement program is the president's answer, but we're not going to vote for it because we don't like his judges, or we agree with the president in winning the war on terrorism, but we're not going to support our troops in the battle because we don't like what the president is doing on judges, that's their tactical approach. Our country is served best when the members of the party do what they think is right, not what they think is politically expedient.
I was just thinking as you were speaking about the judges, you said the Democrats, in the best interest of the nation, have to be willing to work with the president. But is the president willing to work with the Democrats
Sure.
in terms of proposing more moderate judges?
Well, the president has proposed many, many judges whom Democrats have voted for. So if what you're saying is the president cannot appoint people unless and until they receive the support of every person in the Democratic caucus, that's just not realistic.
So will you press to do away with the Democrats' ability to filibuster nominees?
We believe that every judge, judicial nomination, ought to receive a vote on the floor of the House or Senate, up or down.
But will you push the so-called nuclear option?
We will press for the approval of our judges. Bring them to the floor.
All right. Now, when we were talking a moment ago about political mandate, one thing I didn't mention to you was when I look at the president's approval rating beginning a second term, I see it's lower than many other presidents, Clinton, Reagan, Nixon. What does that mean to you from a political perspective?
Well, again, you're putting way too much in terms of polls. Think about this. This president won re-election with a bigger percentage of the vote than Clinton did. Are you suggesting Clinton had a bigger mandate in his second term? This president got re-elected with a bigger percentage of the vote than Carter got in his first election in 1976. Would you suggest that Carter had no mandate? Now, you know, I admit politics is polarized in America. But I don't think most Americans sit there and say, I don't want this president to succeed. They say, I want my president and our country to succeed.
Karl Rove says President Bush has cautioned top aides in the White House not to focus on his political legacy. Rove says he and the president are looking for the right policies and the right reasons to get support for those policies. He said he'll be in a retirement home when historians determine President Bush's legacy. Juan Williams, NPR News, Washington.